Welcome back to the Homeschool Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Bex Buzzy. Today's guest is Mrs. May, the founder and creative mind of Kogomi Academy. Mrs. May and her family absolutely love to explore new places, play games, and spend time together. And seeing how this aspect of her family is such a blessing, she decided to provide South Florida with that same fun and family-friendly enrichment program. Now, she's taking it home to you. When she began her homeschool journey, nothing could have prepared her for what God had in store. After just 1 year of homeschooling her children, she felt led to expand this and help others do the same through Kogomi Academy. In this episode, we talk about how homeschooling her children inspired her to create Kogomi Academy. Also, how most people just don't understand the freedom that comes with homeschooling. We've been trained to think inside of a box, and homeschooling, with its endless possibilities, can make some people nervous. Lastly, if you are called to homeschool, it is more than just worth it, and it is worth taking the leap. So go grab your coffee, go grab your tea and a pen and paper, because you're not going to want to miss what Mrs. May has to say. Let's get into the podcast. Say hello to our guest and tell us, what is a fun fact or just a really interesting fact that most people don't know about your industry?
Hello, everyone. So a fun fact that I think most people don't know about the online learning community is that using different methods, we are able to cover 40 to 60% more than traditional class learning environments. So that is something that's super cool that I have experienced myself. And it's awesome because who doesn't like to get, you know, more done in less time?
Seriously. Oh my gosh. You know, what's really interesting is homeschooling in itself is already so much faster learning and so much less time. I mean, holy cow. Imagine what you can learn within that hour. So like, how long would a week's work be in your classroom, like in your academy? How long will it take?
So it would take between, depending on the subject, depending on the topic and how the kids are flowing with it, it could take 30 minutes to an hour. And honestly, I'm amazed. I know that I teach the classes, but I am still amazed 2 years later that we're able to accomplish a week's worth of work in an hour.
I love it.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. You know, it's funny. Like, I started realizing that when I was like, when kids would be absent from my class and I'd have to go over the work with them. And every time I would go over the work with them, the thing that took me in like a week to go over in class in public school.
Yeah.
I would sit with them and I'd be like, okay, this is what we did on Monday. This is what we did on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And this is what you need to do. And they're like, that's it? I'm like, I know. It looks like I don't get it either, but yeah, I think you're going to get done like in an hour. And they're like,
still amazed. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. And I'd be like, am I teaching? Like, I would be like, why does it take me so long? I don't get it. But you know what? I realized why, because there's so many different personalities. There's so many different learning styles. There's so many interruptions when it comes down to it, you know, and the kids aren't there because they want to be. They're there because they have to be. So they make life. I know that sometimes people say that's not their goal. I'm like, you know what? I beg to differ. You know, when we're in-person public school, there are some kids, that is their goal. Like, how do I disrupt this class? You
know, the like, attention seekers. Yeah. Yes. That's their form of getting that, attention, whether good or bad, they want it.
Seriously. So it's so funny you mentioned that. So tell us more about Kogomi. I love the name Kogomi Academy. How did you come up with the name?
Oh boy. So this is a question that I always get, and it is just a great conversation starter. So a long story short, I had a company name and I loved the name. However, someone else in a different state started to use the name. And so I ended up calling an intellectual property attorney, speaking with him, finding out that I had no legal ground to the name, and he gave me some suggestions. And so I went through the process of coming up with a name, and I decided Kogomi, and Kogomi is actually short for come and go with me. because all of the programs that I provide are family-oriented programs. And so when we get together, we come and go together. So come and go with me. So this is that experience. Yeah, come and go with me on the experience and on the journey. Yeah.
I love it. Come go me. I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
co go me. So yeah.
Cogo me.
So
Cogo me.
yeah, I love it. I love it. And a lot of people don't know that, but I guess they do now.
Yeah, and it's so catchy. It really is.
Yeah,
It's
and
a
it
really
makes you
catchy
think like,
name.
what in the world? Like it's weird enough for you to inquire. So I love it.
Yeah, and it feels fun. Like it just feels fun. Like
Good.
I'm supposed to be dancing. Cogo me.
Good.
Doo-doo-doo. You know,
Yeah. That's
it's like.
that was one of the parts I just started singing it and I was like, oh, this is it. So eventually there'll be a jingle.
Yes, there you go. Oh, that's awesome. So tell us a little bit about Kogo Me and like what your com with your academy has to offer alternative education.
Yes. So Kogomi Academy was birthed out of just my love for homeschooling my children. I always wanted to homeschool. My intention was to never allow my first daughter. I have three, by the way. The oldest is about to turn 16.
Wow.
And yeah.
Whoa, you don't look that girl. Oh my gosh, you look like you're 24. Like you had when you were
Oh, thank
8.
you.
Oh
Thank you so much. So my
my.
oldest is 16 and I have a my youngest is 8 now.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, it's thank you. I appreciate that. But they are definitely, you know, my inspiration. I've always enjoyed making curriculum for them and activities and, you know, attending to mommy and me and just all the things. And so with Kogomi Academy, I had actually started off, rewind, okay, before Kogomi Academy, I was teaching mommy and me classes. I also taught after school programs. Anything to do with children. I love working with children. Children are easier to teach than adults because adults are set in their ways most of the time. And so we think we know it all. But with children, they're eager to learn. They're
Yeah.
fascinated. They want to learn. And it's so much easier to teach them because they're eager to learn. And
Yeah.
so I took all of that, started homeschooling in 2020 with my children. And I was like, you know what? I think there's other parents out there that want to homeschool, but they also need some help.
Yeah.
And so
Yeah.
that's why Kogomi Academy exists because, hey, if you're a working mama, work at home dad, or you just kind of need like that 1 hour to catch up on laundry or get things organized, you know, Kogomi Academy is here for that. And you know, your child is coming to a safe space, you know, that they are learning. And so I'm here to help the parents and the children. It's been awesome. We're almost on year, this fall will be year three.
That's awesome. What are the subjects that you cover?
So the subjects that I cover, of course, there's the fun things, but I said, you know, the parents, I saw that there was a need. So we cover math, science, ELA, and social studies. So those four core subjects where
Yeah.
parents are like, ah, we need a little bit more help. So if a family is super, super busy, as a matter of fact, I had a few families that have been in super busy seasons and they have been so grateful for Kogomi Academy because if they're not able to do it, then they know that Mrs. May is here at Kogomi Academy to do it. And then when they do get together, it's not, okay, let's hurry up and get this done, and let's try to fit in homeschooling or let's try to fit in today's lesson. They can relax as a family. And that's really, really one of the things that one of the pillars behind Kogomi Academy is to try to protect that family time, to make
Yeah.
sure that when families get together, they're not overly stressed. It's not about homework or let's do this or rushing off to bed. It is okay. We're together. Let's be present. And so, yeah, I love that.
So the what ages do you service? Do you service
So
all
right
ages?
now, I'm looking at pre-K to fifth grade. Right now, our oldest kids are in fourth grade. So this year, I have first grade, second, and fourth. Yeah, no preschoolers this year. Last year, I had preschoolers.
Oh, because now they're kindergartners.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, so that's really cool. So you're almost like growing with them in a sense.
I definitely am growing with them.
Oh,
Absolutely. Yeah. Which
that's
is
so
nice.
cool. Yeah, it really is. That's actually one of my desires. I was like, I would love to be able to have a school where like the teacher starts with the kid all the way through senior year. Like literally, you start with them in kindergarten, and then every year we go together for every single
That
year
is,
till you graduate.
that'd be so beautiful because imagine the relationship that is built not only between
Yeah.
educator and child, but
Yeah.
between that parent and the educator. I mean,
Exactly.
all of those years together and just
Yeah.
experiencing life together, it's a great community.
It is.
That's
It
nice.
is. And I, you know, that's really what I personally believe. That's what education and really life's about, right? It is not easy. Like I see my sisters and, you know, my brother-in-law and friends of mine, you know, I don't have kids yet, and I watch other people with their kids, and they're always in need of help. Like it's not
Yes.
something we can do alone. Like,
No.
yes, our children have our DNA, but God has also given them a very uniqueness so they can connect with other people too, where they, you know, they're really going to be doing amazing things with their life, you know, and they need other influences. And that's really where parents can like protect that and make sure that kids are being influenced by the right people. And I love the fact that you say, you know,
100%
they
agree.
come to a safe space. Parents can get to know you, they can talk with you, they can see what's going on. You're not like honestly, during COVID, public school teachers were like, I didn't do that. I was like, is your parent there? I really hope they're watching this because, but others would be like, you know, you can't be in the room while they're in school. I'm like, what? A parent actually told me that. She's like, yeah, well, why don't you tell me? I was like, wait, and you're listening? Like, wait, you're actually leaving the room in your home because someone on a computer told you you can't be there? Like, you've got to be kidding me. Like,
So it's that's so funny you mentioned that, because what's really cool is that the children do behave differently when their parents are in the room. And so, like this, and I take no credit for this, total God thing, okay? So when I first started GoGo Me Academy, like one of my things is that the children work independently, no matter what age they are. So even my preschoolers, I had
yeah.
three. I think I had, my youngest was four, excuse me. And they did computer by themselves, which was totally awesome because, believe it or not, they can. And I know you know what I mean. Like, as an educator, we put limits on children, but they are so awesome. So one of my rules is that the parents can't be online because they will totally disrupt the lesson. I love them, but they gotta be out of the room. But you know what's really, you made a good point. We don't want to do that, and the parents don't know who you are.
Yeah.
So I spent hours and just hours on the phone, and I still do. Like, my parents, they'll call me and they have a concern, and we're on the phone for 2 hours. When someone calls to inquire about the program, just want to give you a heads up if you're interested in the program, is that we'll probably be on the phone for an hour or two. Why? You need time to get to know me. You need time to figure me out. You need
Yeah.
time to ask me questions and to see, okay, is she crazy, or like, you know, is she safe for my child to be with? I'm just gonna be honest. I am a
Yeah.
really protective mom,
Yeah.
and I assume everyone is like that. And so I have no problem with sitting on the phone for 2 hours and discussing this and that, because you need to feel comfortable. You need to
Yeah.
know that whether it's online or in person, that the person your child is spending their time with is safe, that they have their best interest in mind, and
So
that they
good.
have your family's best interest in mind.
So good. Oh my gosh. And I think that, you know, it's so important right now. And especially with the way education is going, I feel like sometimes, you know, parents think that, well, I can't do it, you know, so I'm just gonna leave it to anybody to it's like, no, you have a voice. You should know the person that's teaching your child. You should know them very well, actually, because they're gonna
Agreed.
be Yeah, they're putting things in your kid. Like they're literally
Yeah.
I wouldn't let just anybody in my house to decorate it. That's first off.
Yes.
You like my house and you have an idea of what should be put in it, great, but don't touch it. Like you can give me all your ideas as much
Amen.
as you
Yeah.
want, but do not put anything. And if you give me a gift that I don't like, I'm gonna be like, oh, this is so nice. Thank you so much for your thought. But this doesn't, you know, this doesn't. It's the same thing with your kid. Like, you don't just let anybody put whatever they feel like it because they think that, you know, the world needs it. You know, it's like,
Yeah, and
no.
it's
It's
so
like,
true. And even more so with our precious little treasures as children, you know, our
come on.
nieces, nephews, and grandparents, excuse me, grandchildren. And so when we have people around and we just want to want to vet these people. For me, everyone's guilty until proven innocent. Like,
Yeah.
that's just the way that it is. These are children. We must
Yeah.
protect them at all costs. So I welcome that. Like, question me, ask me why I'm doing things. Give me the
Sure.
opportunity to tell you, hey, this is the way that I see it. Because with Kogomi Academy, it's a partnership.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is, I need the parents' help and
Yeah.
they need my help. So it's a partnership.
Yeah. And I love that your focus is on the children and the needs of the family, because that's so important, especially, you know, with parents who homeschool or choose like an alternative education, that, you know, this is what you're creating. You know, this is the type of environment you're creating. So what inspired you to start this? Like, what was your inspiration to get this off the ground?
The definitely homeschooling my own children. And I had a surgery in my first year of
Wow.
homeschooling. Yeah, a surgery on my eyes. And so
Wow.
it was like, I was like, oh gosh, how am I going to do this? And when I look back at photos, nothing but the grace of God, because I'm like, we did a ton. And so I was like, okay, when I just know that if I felt like overwhelmed and I needed community, that there had to be others that may feel overwhelmed and that need a community. So I was like, okay, it's time. I really felt led to start the academy. I had no idea like how I was going to do this. I didn't even know online learning was a thing.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Had no clue. And then when I found out, I was like, oh, really? People are, come to find out, though, homeschoolers have been using online learning for years.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
it wasn't a new thing. And I actually had started with a platform, but there were some things that I, you know, really wasn't too fond of in the platform. And so I was like, hey, why not create my own school? And
Sure.
that's what I did.
Yeah. And you have your own e-store and everything, right?
I do. So in addition to, you know, providing the classes and the learning experience, I also create curriculum. So that's another thing. Like, when I spend a lot of time thinking about how the child thinks. And so my students, if I see that, okay, well, this is the way the curriculum is set up, but they're not learning that way, I will change it to a way that they actually learn. And that's the resources that you see in, you know, in my e-store. So my own students are the inspiration behind the e-store too. In addition to my children, right now I think there's some CVC activities, and there's even some like back to homeschooling pamphlets and things like that. So there's a variety in the e-store and more to come.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. When is spring for you? Because you said that your registration is going to be opening in spring for you. When is your spring
Yes.
start?
So for your listeners, spring is now. Spring has sprung for your listeners. So if there's anybody that reaches out and say that they heard the Homeschool Advantage podcast, registration is open for them.
Awesome.
So spring
Awesome.
starts now. But yeah, registration is open for spring. And, you know, you might think it's late in the school year, but we had a family join us in the spring last year, and they came back and they're enjoying the program. And what's really cool is they're unschoolers. I never
Oh,
thought we
so
would
cool.
have like an unschooling family. Cause
Yeah.
it's just like, you know, unschooling and then like the structure,
Yeah.
it's not always synonymous.
Yeah.
And so it was beautiful and they enjoyed the program.
Oh, wow. That's huge. That's huge.
Yeah,
'Cause
very
unschoolers
huge.
yeah, they're different. And I love it. I'm like, yes.
We definitely have a variety. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. So where can families go to find your academy, your resources?
So you can visit www.kogomi.com. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest at Kogomi Learning.
Awesome. And I'll put all of your stuff and your links in the show notes that people
Awesome.
will be able to just click and go. As we're wrapping up, what is one thing you want to leave with parents? One big takeaway you want to leave with parents from our conversation today?
That if they're interested and they feel led to homeschool, they can definitely homeschool. Sometimes we feel inadequate, but God gave us these children and we can teach them. And we just need to, you know, be mindful that homeschooling was the first school.
That's right.
So you can do it. You may feel inadequate. You may feel all of these things, but homeschooling is about doing life together. And when you don't get something right, at least you have the opportunity to fix it and learn about your child. So if you want to do it, you can do it. And Kogomi Academy is here to help.
Awesome. Man, it was awesome just talking with you today and just hearing your stories, your
Likewise.
backstory, just like the little ins and outs that, maybe a lot of people didn't know. Now we do. So thank you for coming on today.
Thank you guys for having me. It was an honor and a privilege, definitely. Thank you.
If you love the conversations we're having here on the Homeschool Advantage podcast, follow or subscribe our podcast to stay in the loop and never miss this amazing content. And please highly consider taking a minute to leave a positive rating and review to help others like you discover this show. See you next time.